beer daar. Marhaba.
Gaan we first of all. All the learning tonight, all the chizuk, all the siris, is being sponsored by a Talmud. A Talmud who I feel so close to is mamish more like a son, Rav Mordechai and Hadassah Bennett. First of all, Ilei Nishmas, Hadassah's grandfather's yurtzeit is now, I don't know exactly which day, but right around now, Rav Shlomo ben Ruvain, the Talmud of Rav Hutner, very, very chashuv yid. The Shamash have a big aliyah. Should be a male Joshua for his beautiful mishpacha, as well as for a fushalema for Mordechai's father who needs refuos and yeshuos. We should daven for him. We should take his name Avram Yehuda ben Tamar Rezel. As Hashem, Dr. Benishev, fushalema, karov mamish. As well as just a general hodul Hashem kito kilum chasto for all that Hashem does for them and is doing for them. And it's Hashem. Should be a schus for their beautiful mishpacha. It's a chevra. You know, we all know we're b'mei shoivivim. If you don't know that, I don't know what you're doing here. That's emes. Shalom Shimon. B'mei shoivivim during these heilige days, these very special days, the parashas of Shemos, Ve'era, Bo, B'shalach, Yisro, Mishpatim, which means that mamish, we're entering in to the final week of Shavuot. And some of us have been working on ourselves during these days. We've all been working on ourselves during these days. Some of us have really connected and understand. And we need to chazik ourselves this final week to tap into the kedusha of these days. These days of tshuva, these days of growth. These days where we read the parashas of Klal Yisrael going from the 49th level of Tumah, from the Gullus Mitzrayim, to mamish a state of geula, to Kriyas Yamsuf, and finally this week Kabbalah Zatoira, where they reached the level of Adam Rishon Kodem Lechet, where they were able to go from the lowest of low to the highest of high, and we have to as well, and we have to believe in ourselves, and believe that we can, and believe that even when we do fall, we can get back up, never be misyayish, never have yish. Never feel that we can't, and never feel that the Rabbanu Shalom is not going to be there by our side. We just have to believe the Rabbanu Shalom is there for us, and we're there for ourselves to grow, and we can reach, and even if we're not where we once were, and you say, oh, but that's when I was in Eretz Yisrael, and that's when I was in Yeshiva, and that's when... No. You're the same person, you have the same neshama, it's the same svarim, it's the same tefillah, it's the same Rabbanu Shalom. We have to believe in that, we have to know that. No yish, you always feel like you could grow and always feel that the bonus would be by your side. You know, I heard for the first time this week someone sent me, a very chashuv Talmud of mine, who's a Rebbe now also, he sent me a song to listen to. Apparently this came out a few weeks ago, but I didn't know of it. Where Arya Kunstler with Rabbi Yosef Karduner came out with the song Kaili. If the Chevra hasn't heard it, you should listen to it. Maybe after Shir, the Chevra that's around, we'll listen together. And it was sent to me by a Heilige Yid who he asked me, he listened to the song. He said he really liked the song, but he said he wanted to know what I thought, if there's too much yish in the song. There's too much despair in the song. Because if you listen to the words of the song is all about somebody struggling where it's all sadness and all destruction and all tears and all sorrow. And the chorus, Keli, Keli, Lama, Azavtani. It's all about Hashem at times when we feel that Hashem's leaving us. Kaylee, Kaylee, love, Avtani. You don't get to a point ever in the song where there is any gula. And he wanted to hear what I thought. If there's too much yish, too much despair, too much giving up. And I thought, poof, I listened to the song. Mami took me to places I haven't been taken in a long time from a song. Okay, fine. Anytime you listen to Yishai Reba. But Lamaisa, you know, you hear what I'm saying. Yaakov Joel, you haven't played for me in a while. So, you know, used to be back. Maybe later tonight a little bit. But Lamaisa. I thought the world of the song. I told that to Arya today. I got in touch with Arya. I was telling him how special the song was. I have to call Rabbi Yosef to tell him. And I thought, pum faker, I thought the whole song is just the opposite. There is no yish. Meaning, because the whole song, yes, it talks about despair and difficulties and going through times of sorrow and times of tsaras. Anu Bitsara. Abba Anu Bitsara. But the ikkar is that the whole time you're calling out to Hashem. The whole time you're still calling out to Hashem. You're still talking to Hashem. Which means there is hope. Which means you believe it's going to change. Otherwise, you wouldn't be calling out to Hashem. You wouldn't be saying, Keli, Keli, Lama, Zavtani. If you have Yish, you don't daven. If you have Yish, you're over. If you have Yish, you look the other way. Unfortunately, I often deal with people who mamish are not even able to daven. Are in such a state. Which is so sad. If you're davening, and you mean there's no Yish. Pum fakert. I mean, I know it can change. I know it will change. It just hasn't happened yet. And you want to know why not. You're talking to Hashem. You want it to happen. That's not Yish. A Yid who knows how to daven never has Yish. It's never. Because we have the Koach HaTefillah. And we should never have Yish within ourselves either. Always know we could grow. And that's what these days are about. To pull ourselves up from the lower places. The lowest of places. But the Ikar Tzaddikim have told us that these days are specifically to work on one area. And I always have, Chaver knows, one share fully dedicated to this topic. And for each and every one of us. And each and every one of us in this room, if we were honest, I know, every one of us in this area are in different places. Every one of us. And maybe some of us are not struggling as much as others at this point in our life. But we're all human beings. And we all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem created us with certain taivas that Bez Hashem could be used for tremendous mitzvahs and to be mekayim and fulfill this world and fill this world. But at the same time, there are challenges. There are nisyonos. And we live in a world where those challenges are bigger than any world that ever was. Than any generation that ever was. Kadosh Baruch Hu put in this world that most people have in their pockets pornography machines. 24/7. Because Baruch Hu put in this world, we're in also a world of generation where it's completely acceptable to walk around immodest. You look back in the 1950s, in America, that's not how it was. The women, the secular women, the women would dress very modestly. Everybody wore skirts and everybody wore long sleeves and everybody dressed in a modest way, no longer. And that's creeped into our world as well, unfortunately. And therefore it's hard to walk in the streets. It's hard to look anywhere without seeing things that create desires and temptations. But the world of technology and the world of immodesty, we live in the hardest generation of all of history. That's why we're going to be the ones that bring Mashiach, of course. You know, I've heard so many times, so many people ask, how is it possible? Doiros of tzaddikim, if we talk about the tzaddikim of the previous generations, we don't compare, we're nothing, we're not a tipa bayam. You know who Rav Kiva Eger was? You know who Rav Kiva Eger was? You know who the Vilna Goin was? We're not a drop in the ocean, I mean, of our biggest tzaddikim, and they'll tell you. Not me who's nothing, I'm saying, they'll tell you, nothing. And they couldn't bring Mashiach. We're going to bring Mashiach. Yeah, you know why? They didn't have iPhones. And that there are, Baruch Hashem, there are people in this room that put the proper Gedorim and are living in this generation and are not looking anything that's inappropriate. That's a Hatzlacha like no generation ever had. Those are mamish points in Shemayim like no generation ever achieved. And that's why we're going to be V'sachazan Einenu B'shem Chuzim B'rachamim through our Einenu, through the kedush of our naim, our shmir seinayim. That's how we're going to bring Mashiach. That's our challenge that no generation ever had. So maybe we're not going to learn on that level like Rav Kiva Eger. Hopefully we can, and we have to strive to. I don't mean that, but that's what's going to bring Mashiach. Bez Hashem Yisbarach. But at the same time, it's challenging, and we have to be honest with ourselves, and we have to talk about this. Someone told me, I'm still shaking from this, but I know it's true in the world that so many in the world are afraid to talk about such inyanim and are in denial of such inyanim. There was apparently recently someone told me a group of rabbis in a certain community that called this group of rabbis, Chashev Rabban from a community, called a particular school and they heard this yeshiva, this high school, was dealing with this topic in ways. And had people talking about this topic to Dalmidim. And this group of rabbis called the school. Are you sure you want that going on in your school? Sure you want to talk about that? Maybe it's not such a good idea. Hashem Yerachim, these rabbis after 120, they're going to be mamish judged. I'd be shaking if I was them. How could any yeshiva that's not talking about these things, what are they doing? I don't know what they're doing. If you're a high school, and by the way, or even a base medrash, the same way, and the rabbeim are not talking about these topics, and not be mechazik these inyanim in very real ways, then I don't know what those rabbeim are doing as rabbeim. Then they don't have the pulse on this generation and don't understand what this door needs. Shkoyach, so we're learning Toisos and Baba Basra. We're learning Toisos and Baba Basra, and you're not gimechazik your guys to understand not to look at pornography and not to look at things that are usher so that you fall to the lowest of low. What are you doing? Be real, this is what's going on in the most modern of places, the most yeshivish of places. And if the rabbeim are not talking about that, they don't deserve, they shouldn't be have the schutz to be a rabbi in this door. And the schutz to be a rabbi in this door. If rabbeim are not talking about this. And do you question a yeshiva talk about it? I question a yeshiva that's not talking about this, why their doors are open. These are real topics. And the real nisayon of our door. It's a real challenge of our generation. And it's not, it's in every world, at every age. Here I saw it, and Tziv Shalom brings down in Baranovich, not talking about in DRS, in Baranovich, there were two yesodos to the yeshiva. You know what the two yesodos in Baranovich were? Emuna and Shmiras Abris. Emuna and Shmiras Abris. Those were the two yesodos. Which yeshiva has those yesodos today? If Baranovich had those yesodos before an iPhone, before a generation we live in, I'm good to go with those being the yesodos of whatever yeshiva I'm in. I'm good to go with that. Those have to be our yesodos. That's what the foundation of all life is. I was talking about this to a class today. And one guy innocently raised his hand because I was talking at the end how you gotta, there's only one answer is to put the proper gedarim and take your phone and literally either have like my phone where you have no internet or put real filters, but you have to be honest with yourself. If it's the filters, you get around. It's kila, there's no filters. Let's be real. If it's a filter, you know how to get around. It's no filters. So even on your iPhone, you take off the internet, but through yeshiva world, you could still open up Twitter and put in the word pornography and be on a pornography site in a moment. Then you don't have a filter. There's no difference. It's that simple. Trust me, I've been told every trick in the book. I sit and hear these, okay? But if you're tricking, you're only tricking yourself. What kind of fool are you? So you can show people they don't have internet? You're not fooling the Eibishter, Acher Mei Vesrim. You're not fooling yourself when you're destroying your life. The guy innocently raises his hand. He's a beautiful yid, beautiful person. Just young and inexperienced, and says, but Rebbe, I need the internet because isn't there so much helpful, meaning, isn't it so helpful because I have a site I could go on and I could learn Toisvus with? And it has the, apparently there's some site you get Toisvus. And I said, okay, I said, first I gave, obviously if you know how to do it right, you can get certain apps. I have on my phone, I have a Blachka Haderech, I have Safaria. There's beautiful things you could do. So he said, this one doesn't have an app, and it's Tosfos. I need to learn Tosfos. I said, let me ask you a question. You think the Rabbonu Shalom wants you more so learning that particular Tosfos? Or cheat on your wife one day? Which one? I'll take that you don't know Tosfos and that you have a healthy, beautiful marriage. That's what I'll take. I'll take that. I think it's worth giving up that Tosfos. And that's real. That's real, and the chevra knows, you know, generally, when I talk on these inyanim, generally, I feel, and it's most important, especially when talking to a younger generation, when talking to the high school age generation, which is, needs the most chizik in this, because there is where the most type is, and as well as the least self-control. And the earlier you work on this, and the earlier you build this, the better it's going to be for your whole life, obviously. So that's where the main focus of this area should be. Not that Beis Medrash guys and single guys and married guys don't need the chizik in this as well, but that's where the main focus, I believe, should be. Maybe earlier, junior high in this day and age, sadly. Maybe even earlier than that. I'm not holding so much to how young these days it's starting, but...
Younger than that.
Younger than that. Shem Yerachim, it's sad, it's crazy, it's scary. No, it's scary, it's not a joke. So usually when I speak on this topic, usually, I often have a tactic, I take off my yarmulke, and I say, we're not talking ruchnis, we're not talking Torah. Because guys, shkoyach, it's mutter aser, nobody cares mutter aser. You talk mutter aser, you talk mutter aser, Nobody wants to hear. Shkoyach, I know it's aser. I'm still doing it because I have taivas. Like, that's not going to do, that's not going to give me the chizik. And that's how I usually talk on this topic. And explain, first and foremost, and you've heard this from me, but it's worth a little chazar, just to start. Just hakdama. That if you're going to fall into these areas, you're right now, as a 16-year-old, as an 18-year-old, as a 20-year-old, as a 22-year-old, you are destroying your future marriage. It's that simple. You're building expectations that can't be lived up to, that shouldn't be lived up to. You're causing your brain to think about and want and desire that your wife should act like the behemoth that you're looking at. And Bez Hashem, you should be zoichet, your wife is, Nashim Tzikonios, is a wonderful Bas Torah and a honest woman. And as a wonderful Bas Torah and modest woman, she's not going to be that vulgar human being that you're allowing yourself to look at. And she's not going to do the things that you're seeing and act in the way that you're seeing and that you're building up for yourself. So what's going to be? You're going to be unfulfilled and unsatiated when you're married. And lo aleinu, that brings you to who knows what and do things that we don't need to talk about. As well as just have a unhappy marriage. And you're not going to be happy, and that's going to make your wife not happy. And you're right now, because you're looking at this disgusting pornography, destroying your marriage. Right now, as a 20-year-old, as a 22-year-old, as an 18-year-old, whatever it is, you're destroying your marriage. And then you're creating an addiction towards it, a connection to it. So you think, of course, once I get married, I would never do this. I have finally a mutter outlet, and pas pasalo. Okay, and what happens when your wife is in Nida and you're going to keep Hilchas Nida and you've already taught yourself that you are involved in this activity every single night? Suddenly you're going to run, and trust me, you have no idea how often I get phone calls from women finding their husbands who are sitting and learning Kollel looking at pornography. Because they're addicted to it already. And they can't remove themselves from it. And it's so easy and so accessible. Where'd that happen? That didn't happen when they were 24 and married. You know where that happened? That happened when they were 16 or 14 and looking at pornography every night. And never got the help they needed and never worked on it at that point. And then how's that woman feel? You know how that woman feels? Cheated upon. Doesn't matter, it wasn't a physical person. And by the way, sometimes it leads to that as well, unfortunately. Because eventually it doesn't do it for you and you need something else. Sometimes it even leads to that. And I've dealt with that as well. Real situations. I'm talking about guys sitting and learning in Kollel and Eretz Yisrael, cheating on their wives. Not just with pornography. Physically. But admittingly, because from the time of 13, they were looking at pornography every night. That's what it led to. Real life situations. And more, because now is the first generations of young married couples that grew up on this stuff. This is already now the first generation that we're seeing it destroy marriages. It's only going to get worse and worse. We're going to see this, Hashem Yirachim, if we don't grab onto this and deal with it and really recognize how serious this problem is. And then the amount of bittul zman, the amount of wasted time. Because people look at it often, then they need longer and longer to look at it. Longer and longer to look at it. To be excited because this doesn't do it for them and that doesn't do it for them, whatever it might be. And some people, people have been confided in me. They've literally spent, hours a night, many nights, constantly, hours a night looking at this stuff. Hours. You know how much time, what you could have been doing with that time? Guy could have been a Rosh Hashiva already. Instead, he gave all his life to pornography. Like, literally. The amount of wasted time. The addiction that it causes. The laziness that it causes. Everyone knows, you go and you have, whenever you're constantly getting at this high because of all the chemicals that are released and put you at the state of high, so turns you into a state of low, and then you have this, you lack a drive for anything else and you're not productive as much. So it has an effect on the rest of your life. How lazy you become. Ultimately, how sad you become. Because everyone feels a sense of guilt and remorse. And it becomes this revolving circle. And then you say, how many times? I know people that have said thousands of times, this is the last time. Thousands, this is the last one, never again. I feel like garbage, I don't want to do it again, this was the last time. But I've said that thousands. Not hundreds, thousands. But we have a chash of a chevra here. So all that I just spoke about, that's not what we're going to speak about tonight. That was just a little review in Chazar. Because I can't not let that off my chest, because I see it, and I'm living it, and I feel an achrayus to say it. I don't know if this is going to go up on your Torah, not go up on your Torah. I guess we'll have a vote. I don't know, because... But we got to be real. But Emes is, that's not what we're going to talk about tonight. A lot of you have heard these inyanim from me before, and we had that Chazar. We have a chash of a chevr here, a chevr that are b'nei Torah. And usually, I don't go there, because I think what I just said until now, those are the topics that can be spoken about more and hit home and understood why it's so important to get grab a hold and put the proper filters or take internet off and put the proper gedarim. Because the only way to actually do it is not to... We want it. And you really do want it. The only way is to actually put the proper gedarim or you can't do it. You don't have enough strength. You have the taiva. We all have the taiva. Baruch Hashem, you have the taiva. So you got to grab hold and you got to go and put the proper gedarim and don't give yourself the opportunity of even the possibility of doing it. But again, we have a special chevra here tonight, the chash of a chevra that I feel so close to, that understands the depth of ruchnius and kedusha. And so tonight, I want to talk in a way that I haven't spoken about too often, not in a long time for sure, of how much it affects our ruchnius and our relationship with Hashem. How much it affects our Torah, how much it affects our Dveikus, how much it affects our Simchas HaChaim in that way. And we have to understand that's real as well. I usually don't, for high school kids, they're not ready to accept that or understand it, or it's not going to do it for them, right? But we should. And that matters to us in a real way. It's amazing. Those of us, who I assume in this room are most of us, if not all of us, that learn Sifrei Chassidus, on some level, the place where you're going to find Diburim and Chizik and these inyanim of Shmiras HaBris and Pagam HaBris and Shmiras HaNayim is in the Sefer Chassidus. And these Sefer Chassidus were written in the 1700s, in the 1800s. At a time we can't imagine why this was such a big deal. Our generation, as I explained, it's a different door. This is like the challenge of our generation because of technology, because of immodesty. In those days, this was such a challenge? Seemingly not. I mean, some level, listen, guys will be guys, but ultimately, on some level, but really to the extent it is today, there wasn't pornography then. Like, really? But anyone knows a little bit from the Baal Shem HaKadosh knows that there's a reason that Sifrei Chassidus are being studied in this door, in our days, more than they've been in years. And we know it's been told that it's going to become a revitalization of Sifrei Chassidus and a connection to Chassidus, specifically in Be'ikvus of the Mashiach. And I believe deeply that those tzaddikim, with the Einei Aseichel of Ruach HaKodesh, they were writing on this topic, because they as well, of course, knew that these Svarim would be the Svarim that are going to be studied Be'ikvus of the Mashiach. And what's going to be needed for the door of Bikvah, the Mashiach, to bring Mashiach? The Chizik and these topics. Because this is going to be the challenge of our generation. And this is how we're going to bring Mashiach. And that's why it's there. That's what I believe deeply. For each and every one of us. So let's learn together tonight. Not just talk on this topic, but learn together tonight. You know, we say in Tehillim and Kuf Tas Vav, Einayim lehem v'lo yiru. Einayim lehem v'lo yiru. Slaner Rebbe and Siv Shalom, he explains, when Einayim is Lahem, when your eyes are for them, your eyes are for the places they shouldn't be. Lahem, them, not in the right places. When your eyes are looking and straying and looking at all the things you shouldn't be looking, Lahem, Velo Yeru, you're not going to see what you're supposed to be seeing. You're not going to see the Eibishter in your life. You're not going to see the Kedusha in the Torah, the Kedusha in your Tefillos. Einayim Velahem, Velo Yeru. We have to understand what sensitivities we have to have in this baruchnius. You know, there's a Gemara in Baba Basra. Davnun Zayin and Vez. Listen to this Gemara. Now we're not... Okay, for those of you, okay, if not in this room, and I don't know if it's going while you're Torah, but for Chevra that's not into Sefer Chassidus. Let's just learn a Gemara Baba Basra. Just a Gemara Baba Basra. The Gemara says, "Va'utzam einav miros bira." Gemara in Yeshaya, those who close their eyes from seeing bad, is a shevach, is a praise, obviously. Those who are able to close their eyes from looking at bad things. Who's this talking about? Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba. Listen to this Gemara and how the Rashbam learns. Listen. Zeh she'ein mistakel b'noshim b'shosh she'omedes al kvisa. You know what it's talking about? It's giving a praise to someone who closes their eyes. If they're walking by the water, when the women are doing laundry, they used to do laundry by like the lakes, by the rivers, and the women were doing the laundry and you close your eyes and not look at them. You know what? Because when the women, the Rashbam explains, when the women would be doing their laundry, they'd have to stand in the river, and what would they do? They'd have to lift up the hem of their skirt a little bit higher. They were tanua women. Their skirts were down to their ankles, but they were staying in the water to lift up to their skirts were maybe by the knees, chmesnesht. So it wasn't tanua. So those who close their eyes and don't look, that's the shevach of the pasuk. But listen to the Gemara learns, listen. Hey, Chidami, how is this? If those men could have gone another way, listen to this Gemara. If those men could have gone another way, the men are passing by where they know the women do the laundry, and they could have taken a different pathway. Now remember, we're talking about men who actually do close their eyes. But they could have gone another way. The Gemara says, Rasha who? You're a Rasha. This is not Aryeh Cohen talking. This is not the Baal Shem talking. This is not Nesiva Shalom talking. This is the Gemara telling us that what? If you go somewhere where there are women that are dressed not proper. By the way, what it calls not proper is women whose skirts are like around their knees, it sounds like. You go there. And even if you go and you close your eyes, you don't look, you're a Rasha for going. Rashbam explained, Alpha be shows to Mainov, even though you closed your eyes. You should have gone close and tested yourself. You have to distance yourself from the Vera. You hear this? I'm not sure in the summer if you have a way to go another way, if you're allowed to walk on Central Avenue. I'm not so sure, according to this Gemara. According to this Gemara, Lefi the Gemara of Avasra and Zayim Abayz, if you have the build, now, if the Gemara goes on, if you're Oines and there's no other way, so then you have to close your eyes and do the best you can. You're not a Rasha, as long as you close your eyes. But if you have another way to go, not just talking about the beach, these weren't women in bathing suits, these are women, their skirts were a little bit high. Because they were doing the laundry. And you could have gone another way, you're a Rasha. Scary Gemara. I'm just learning Gemara. That's all we're doing. Just learning Gemara. Nobody here wants to be a Rasha. Nobody here wants to be a Rasha. And I'll tell you what I believe. I believe there are three areas in life that are the source of our Kedusha, of our holiness, and our connection to Hashem. Three areas that deeply connect us to Hashem more than anything else. Three. And these are Yisod Shibisodos. I'm not saying Yisod Shibisodos of life, because Beinam Mechaveru and Derech Eretz definitely is Yisod Shibisodos and is the foundation of everything. So once you put that to the side, now when our Beinam Lamakom, our relationship, which also could obviously connect us to Hashem, because Mahurach, Mafatorach, and we're not going to get into that right now. But the three areas that deeply connect us to Hashem more than anything else, I believe, personally. I don't want to guess. I don't want to try. What three? Torah, Tefillah, and Emunah is general. That's also Yisod Shibisodos above the. I mean, I don't want to. Emunah is the foundation of it all. I don't want to. I hear what you're saying, but these are what builds your emunah, right? What builds it all, what builds the connection. Torah, learning Torah, tefillah, davening, and Shabbos Kodesh. That's what I believe. Torah, tefillah, and Shabbos. That's how a yid, you want to be rooted. You want to be connected to Hashem. You have to have a serious commitment and connection to davening. To Torah, to learning Torah. Again, each person, I'm not going to talk about how much and in what ways, that's subjective to every person. But that you're seriously committed to be Koveitim Torah. You're seriously committed to davening, but really davening, not Hebrew reading exercises with kavanah and really davening. And Shabbos Kodesh, Mamish, is the Makor HaBrach, Makor Kedusha. We're nothing without Shabbos. If you're connected to those three things, Mamish, you'll see your whole life is a different life. Your connection to Hashem is a different connection, right? But you know what happens when you're playing game at bris? You know what happens when you don't, you look at things you're not supposed to, and you fall and you, and I hope most in this room are past even pornography, but even looking at things, being sensitive to recognize, I can't look at things that are not, women that are not modest and where it's going to bring me. It affects in a very serious way those three areas. And if it's poiging those three areas, my whole entire relationship with Hashem is not going to be what it should be. It's a different relationship. A famous Torah from the Beis Avram of Slonim, the Pasuk in Truma, talking about the Aron, and the Aron represents Torah, the Luchos, the Torah is in the Aron houses the Torah. The Pasuk says about the Badim that were on the Aron, the Badim that were on the Aron, that were always connected to Aron. We think to carry the Aron, but the Aron carried us. The Aron didn't need anyone carrying. Torah carries us. We don't carry Torah. But it says, Habadim, Habadim lo yasuru mimenu. Habadim lo yasuru mimenu. Those Badim, those poles on the Aron are never allowed to be removed. Always need to be connected so that the Torah can always carry us. The Torah can always lift us. The Torah can always hold us up. Habadim lo yasuru mimenu. If you take Rashi Tevos, Habadim lo yasuru mimenu. Habadim hey, lo, lamed, yasuru, yud, mimenu, mem is Rashi Tevos mila. You know the foundation of that which holds up the Torah and holds up us, holds us up through Torah? It's mila. It's Kedushas HaMila. If you don't have Kedushas HaMila, if you don't have Shmir Sinayim, you destroy the foundation of the Torah. You destroy that which holds up the Torah and how the Torah holds us up. And let's be real. If you don't want to look into this deeper Torah, just be honest with yourself. When a person's nichshal, when a person's stumbling and looking at things they're not supposed to and pornography and masturbation, you can't focus the same way you're learning. You feel it. It's real. I don't have the same focus. My mind is in different places. My mind is like a mesh. It's not the same. I destroyed through my lacking of Shmir Sinayim the ability to connect to Torah. And that's why Shoivavim, these holy days of Shoivavim, if you read the Svarim, the Ikar is Amelus B'Torah. And Shoivavim is Gematra 360, which is Gematra Shas. Because it's the foundation of Torah. So if I'm not going to be strong in my Shemir Sinayim, for those of us in this room that care about Ruchnis, it destroys my Torah. I don't have the same Torah. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos, the root of all Kedusha, the root of all Bracha. I had this chus tonight to speak in Mayanot. Mayanot's girls' school in Teaneck, New Jersey. And it was so, I was so impressed and so inspired because that they had all night learning tonight. I didn't clear if it was all night till the morning or at least I saw on the calendar, on the schedule that they had up of the different shiurim, different stuff, at least till 12 o'clock tonight. But they called it like all night learning, Mishmova or something. I don't know, you know, make up fun names. But like that. But either way, they had a night dedicated to learning about Shabbos. This is beautiful. They brought me in and I spoke about Kedushas Shabbos. It was incredible. So beautiful. It was such a schus to speak about Shabbos to Nashim Tikkanios. Shabbos, Makor of all Brach, Makor of all Kedusha. Shabbos, all of the Brach and Kedusha of our life is from Shabbos. Yismichu b'malchuscha shomrei Shabbos. Yismichu b'malchuscha shomrei Shabbos. Those who keep Shabbos, yismichu b'malchuscha, have the simcha, have the kedusha, have the bracha. Take Rashi Tevos, yismichu b'malchuscha shomrei Shabbos. Yud, Beis, Shin, Shin is Gematria. 612. 612, Gematria, Bris. Because also the source of Kedusha Shabbos, the foundation, is you have to have Shemir Tanayim, or your Poigim Shabbos. Your Poigim Kedusha. You're not going to feel the Kedusha Shabbos in the same way. Kedusha Shabbos is the Shami Seira. It's especially Surah Delel, it comes from Hashem. And when you're Poigim Bris, Kedush Baruch Hu is not going to allow you to feel Kedusha Shabbos in the same way. So you don't feel the Kedusha of Torah in the same way, you don't feel Kedusha Shabbos in the same way. And Tefillah is klar. You're going to focus, be able to daven Hashem when you're playing at Bris. You feel like garbage in the morning. You wake up, you can't even daven. And that's why, of course, Ezra was metakein. That's why it's clear Ezra was metakein that if a person is a Balkari and a person has a seminal emission and has semen leave their body, whether it's properly at the time of mitzvah, b'shatoyva, for everyone in the right time, or whether it's lo aleinu by oines, or even worse, because you went and you were poigim abris. According to Ezra, Ezra was metakin, you're not allowed to learn Torah, you're not allowed to daven until you go to mikvah. You know what he was saying? Because he understood that you can't connect to learning davening anyways at that point until you go mikvah, mitar yourself, mikadish yourself. Because it's poigim those areas. And that's why as well, when else is the biggest minhag to go mikvah? The Kavod Shabbos, before Shabbos. The three times, Torah, Tefillah, Shabbos. Go mikvah. Because without it, you're playing game at all anyways. Shabbos is Shavuos and Shabbos already. And Torah, it's all three. And by the way, people say, oh, the Takana of Ezra was Mevatel. First of all, even if you want to hold the Torah, the Takana of Ezra was Mevatel, that means that you don't have a chiv to, and you're allowed to daven or try to learn or try to daven without it. It doesn't mean it still won't help you. It doesn't mean it still won't help your Kedusha and won't help you feel and help you mitar yourself. Chavre has to go mikvah. We have to understand that mikvah gives us all the hope and mitar us from these inyanim and will give us the ability to be stronger in these inyanim. And by the way, even if you hold it was mevatel, ayin in the Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Dafei Arif of Brachos, Yud Gimel Mebeis, and I and the Rebbeinu Chananel and Rav Haigon and many others that say it was Mevatel only for Torah, not for Tefillah. Meaning, you're not allowed to daven if you're a Balkari until you go to the mikvah. And if you look in, by the way, the Rebbeinu Yonah and the Daf Arif and Brachos Yigimel Beis, you'll find that he records and others record as well that the Rambam is who all the Litvish look at and say, okay, this is our Rebbe, that we don't have to do all these in Yonim, right? That's the Rambam. We love the Rambam. I meant that in a beautiful way. The Rambam wrote that he never in his life did not do Tefillas Ezra. Never in his life. I mean, he never in his life once learnt or davened without going Tefillas Ezra if he was a Balkari. That's what the Rambam writes. He was after the Gemara. He was after Takanas Ezra Mevatel. The Rambam was after, trust me. Kesef Mishnah writes this as well. The Takana was not Mevatel for Tefillah. It didn't spread, so it wasn't a Chiv. But it's not going to help us. There are people go and talk anti the mikvah because they're afraid, because we live in a sick door where things go on. Shkoyach, it doesn't go on with normal people. You're allowed to go to the mikvah still. But I know it's sad that there are people. No, I don't mean, we can't deny that there are people in the world that are normal. So because other people are sick, are chaylas, we can't go and be involved in Kedusha? Because there are chaylim in the world? That means we have to obliterate Kedusha? So stay away from the chaylim. I don't understand. You have to be, of course, you have to be, first of all, you have to be tanua, it's halach, you have to be tanua. I don't understand. I'll tell you, mikvah, I don't understand the yidin go mikvah and walk around mikvah naked the whole time. Emes, halach and shulchan aruch, every man as well has inyanei tznius, and therefore you're supposed to be as tanua as possible, and have the towel wrapped around you as much as possible. Well, right before you get into the mikvah, you put the towel down, you go into the mikvah, right when you get out, you put the towel, and when you're getting dressed, you put on your boxers under the towel, and then get dressed like a normal person. I'm not that. No, that MS. That's halacha. That's proper to be tanua. Be as tanua as you could be. But understand the koyach of mikvah, and not to be afraid to go to the mikvah because there are some chaylim in the world. You know what the Hilul Gemara of Shemesh says? You know what the Hilul Gemara of Shemesh, the Mishpacha, the Mishpacha. We're waiting for the Marv Shemesh, isn't that right? We're waiting for the Marv Shemesh. It's coming. 3 weeks. Halavai. I'm waiting. I've been waiting for months just one day. I don't know what's going on. My money. Okay, at least whatever the money went. So the Hilul Gemara of Shemesh says as follows. She afshir lo l'adam, she yasik tachlus yirash Hashem. The Marv Shemesh writes, it's impossible for a person to reach a level of yirash Hashem unless he's careful about Tefillas Ezra. You can't reach it as a Baal Keri. This is about what Marv Shemesh says. You have to be willing to be mevatos of tibul, to be toivel in the mikvah, is melashon batal, same oisios. To be toivel is batal, to nullify yourself, to have humility. Because this area, the pagam bris, and a lack in the shmir sanayim. Pagam bris and a lack in the shmir sanayim is a tremendous amount of gaiva. It's all about you. There's no bigger gaiva in the world. It's all about pleasuring yourself and feeling good about yourself, making yourself feel good. It's all self interest, self motivated. It's all about you. It's all about I. When you're toivel in the mikvah, lashon toivel is the same lashon batel. You nullify yourself. You put yourself under that water in a place that you can't even exist without God. You come up a bir yichadasha. You have to realize what this does to our ruchnias, what it does to our gashmias, what it does to our life, and be stronger. And take Yimei Shoivim seriously. There's a crazy story in the Yalkut Shemoini. The Yalkut Shemoini didn't have this story, it'd be hard to believe that there was emes. The Yalkut Shemoini towards the end of Ayachi, I'm going to read it to you inside, so you'll trust me here. Yalkut Shemoini, everyone can see, I'm not making it up. I'm going to read you word for word of the Maisa. Some have heard this Maisa before, but it's worth hearing word for word from the Yalkut Shemoini. Maisa Berav Masya Ben Cherish. The Maisa Berav Masya Ben Cherish, She Yoishiv Beis Medrash V'Oisik B'Torah. He would sit and learn in the Beis Medrash. Vayaziv panav doim lechama. The splendor of his face was like the sun. V'klaster panav doim lemalach yasharis. And his face was mamish, looked like an angel. A living angel. Shemiyamav lo nasein av li shabolam. He never in his life stared at another at a woman. He never in his life stared at a woman. Pam achad, one time, over satan is kanibo. The satan saw this from Masi, and he was jealous. There could be, he said, Omar, efshar adam kamozel lo chait. Is it possible this person never sinned? Omar lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the satan went to Hashem. Ribbono shel Olam, Rav Masi ben Cherish, mahu lefanecha. He went to Hashem, he says, what are your thoughts on Rav Masi ben Cherish? What do you think about him? Amar Lei, Hashem said to the Satan, listen to this story, I'm reading from the Yalkut Shemoini. Amar Lei, Tzadik Gomer Hu. Imagine? Hashem said that about him. Not like we call someone Tzadik when we, Bistama, he is the people we call Tzadikim, but like, we don't know anything about Rav HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows Benister, Nistarim, knows Bechadre, Chedorim, knows every little thing about a person. And if he called you a Tzadik Gomer, wow. Like, unbelievable. Amr Lefan of Tainli Rishos Fasisenu. So the Satan said to Hashem, give me permission to try to seduce him. I want to try to get him. I want to try to pull him down. Amr Le, Ein Ata Yachalo. You got no shot. Hashem said you have no shot. Avok Pikein Amr Le Lech. But still, like he says, you have no shot, but if you want, go ahead. Be my guest. You're just going to see that you can't do it.
The
The Tzadda made himself like this beautiful woman that the world has not seen from the days of Nama, the sister of Tobal Kayin. I don't know who that woman, how beautiful she is. But she's now recorded in the Gemara Megillah of the most beautiful women. She's like above that, I guess. I don't know what it is. But whoever that woman was, the most beautiful women of all time. Shetoba Malachi Asharis. Shenema V'yor B'nei Elokim Espinos Adam. The Mamish, the Malachim. Mamish seems like we're excited by her. I don't know. Amad Lefanav. So he, as this beautiful woman, stood in front of Rav Masya. What happened? Kevin Chirozo, Hafach Panav. V'nasan L'achoyrav. So right away, the second Rav Masya saw this, turned away to the other side, to look the other way. Shuv bav amad lo al yitzat smolo. So he went and he stood on his that side. So after went to that side on the left. Havach panel tzad yimin. Hayim safik lo michol tzad. So it was like Mamish going in a circle, and anywhere Rav Masya turns, the satan's going, dressed or looking like this gorgeous woman. Omar. So Rav Masya says, Mr. Anisham is Gabra la yitzahara vichitano. He started to get afraid. Maybe his yitzhar will get the best of him and he'd fall. Ma also is the tzaddik. Listen to this, Mamish. You ready for this chevra? What did the tzaddik do? Karol also Talmud, show you Misharis Lefanav. He called his Talmud that was his Shabbos, that was taking care of him at that time. Amar le leich v'avili eish umesamer. Could you do me a favor? Go bring me fire and nail, and a nail. Hevilo masmarim v'nasnum be'enav. He took the nails, which were heated in the fire, and he put them in his eyes and blinded himself. Rav Masya was so afraid that maybe he'd be nichshol. He's never been nichshol in his life. He asked his student to get him nails and fire to blind himself. Let me just finish the story. We'll get back to that point because it's even crazier than you're thinking right now. Ba'osa shakara kosh baruch hu l'Rafal. Kosh baruch hu saw this going down. He quickly calls Malach Rafal. Rafal, Rafal, come here. I'm like leich l'rapes Rav Masya ben Cheresh. I'm just reading his story. I'm not making. He says, "Go, Rafal, go heal Rav Masya ben Cheresh. Look what he did. Go heal him." Ba'vano l'fanav. I'm like miata. So Rafal came and stood in front of him. He couldn't see. He says, "Who are you?" Amar le, "Ani hu Rafal." She'achin yakarish baruchu l'rapas einecha. It's me, Rafal. God sent me to heal you. Amar le, "Heni cheni ma shahaya haya." Leave me alone. What was was. It's okay. I'm good. Chazar lefnei akarish baruchu l'vanu rabbanu shalom kach v'kach. Amar le, "Masya." Rafal went back up to Hashem and said, "Master told me not to do anything." Amar le, "Leich v'amar lo ani oriv." Go tell Masya, I'm a guarantor that the Yetzara will never get the best of you. It's okay. Take your eyesight back. Miyad rapi aso. And then he got healed. Mikan omru chachamim. From here, chachamim say, kol mi sheinu mistak benashim. People who don't stare at women. Achas kam kam beishis chavero. Ein Yetzara sholipo. If you're careful not to stare at women, Yitzhara has nothing on you. Has no shot on you. Does Zuck the story in Yalkut Shimoni, Parshat Vayechi, in my copy, it's Kuf Samach Aleph, towards the end of the parsha. Do you want to understand something, Chavra? Because it's a crazy Yalkut Shimoni. But do you want to understand something? This tzaddik was willing to blind himself with nails of fire so he won't look at a girl who's dressed immodestly. The halacha is sumas pater mi mitzvos. The halacha is a blind man is pater for mitzvos. Not to get into all the depth of that and what that means exactly, but pashut pshat, he's pater for mitzvos. He wasn't just willing to give up his eyesight to enjoy the physicalities of this world and the whatever that might be, and to see his family and to see his children and his grandchildren and be able to look in a sefer and learn Torah. He wasn't just willing to give that up. He was willing to give up his Olam Haba as well. Willing to give up mitzvahs. Not to fall prey to pagama bris, to a lack of shmir zanayim. If we understood how big of a yesoid this is, but we have to be strong. We have to be strong. And we have to be willing to put in Mesiras Nefesh in tshuva. And Mesiras Nefesh, whatever we need to do to fight this. The Halakha Kashya of Magid in his Torah and Shabbos HaGadol, the Avodas Yisrael, so he says as follows, the halacha is when you're doing Hagala, you're kashering something that became not kosher, or we know by Pesach from chametz to non-chametz. So kelim shen mishtamshim b'chamim yigalu b'chamim. If you have a kli that you used with hot, something hot, non-kosher to kasher, you have to put it in kagbol kachpolto. You have to kasher something hot. If you just b'tzoning, you dichu b'tzoning. If, for example, you know, right, you know the halacha chevra. If you, by accident, took a fleshik bowl and you put cereal with milk, cold milk in it, all you have to do is wash it out with cold water. You don't need to put it in a gala or anything. If you went and took a fleshik metal bowl and you put hot milk in it, so you have to do already hagala. You have to put it in boiling hot water, right? That's the halacha. Listen to the words of Avodas Yisrael Chevra. Near al derech remez, it seems b'derech remez the following. Afal pi shechotim, in general, even though we sin. We all sin. Ein tzadik bar shel yechta. Ein amos ma'aver b'leiv shalim b'nefesh chafetza. We don't do those sins with a full heart and desire. We don't really want to do it. Ki b'ol cholam b'shgaga. The Yetzirah gets the best of us and convinces us and has tactics to fall prey to do that Avera. We don't want to do what's against God. And therefore we do it, but we do it half-heartedly. We don't do it with passion. We do it, we hold back. It's not with a strong temptation. A guy sleeps late, doesn't go to minyan. It's not with a strong desire to do that. You fall prey to your laziness, to your tiredness, whatever it might be. It's betzoining. So therefore, the tshuva on that, ein tzorach si gufim. You don't need big levels of tshuva and fast days and mamish mesiras nefesh. Just be mekabel not to do it again and take on some new gedarim. Lo aleinu, a guy eats quickly, doesn't make a bracha. He doesn't have a taiva not to make a bracha. He forgot that time. Yitzhara got the best of him. You're not excited not to make a bracha. Nobody's excited not to make a bracha. Oh, I can't wait to not make a bracha. You forget. It's not good. You have to work on it. That's betzoinim. So the tshuva also only needs soinim. It's a light tshuva. Try to do it better. Work on yourself. Al mishutash mishu b'chamin. But when you work with hot water, heat, desire, temptation, excitement, you heat yourself up to do the avera. And you really want to do it, and you're excited about it. You need to put yourself on fire to do tshuva. You need a lot more mesiras nefesh in your tshuva as well. And these inyanim, unfortunately, with all the difficulty and the challenges that there are, there's a lot of taiva, a lot of temptation, a lot of excitement, a lot of chimam halev. So if you're willing to put in hard work and put in real effort and put in real mesiras nefesh to do the tshuva in these areas as well. But we can. Maybe that's what the Zohar means. Maybe that's what the Zohar means when the Zohar says you can't do tshuva in these inyanim. You can't do tshuva v'tzaynin. If the tshuva of a chamin. So chevra, now that we understand tonight, and I hope that most of this was just chazara, but chizik that's necessary. As Mesil Sharm says at the beginning, the whole sefer is big chazara. For him it was chazara. I don't know, for me I could go through it 100 times, it's still not chazara. So b'stam, it's the same with these inyanim. To understand that we're destroying our marriages, we're destroying our life, but we're destroying our ruchnis as well. We're destroying our Torah, we're destroying our tefillah. We're destroying our Shabbos. We have to be willing to put in Mesiras Nefesh. And that's why there are those who take upon themselves to fast during these days of Shavuot, on Mondays, on Thursdays. And that's why we have to put Mesiras Nefesh. And is it a little more inconvenient to not have internet on your phone? Maybe it is. Maybe it is. But that's the Mesiras Nefesh that we need. So we could destroy this and not fall prey to it. And it takes a little bit more sacrifice and a little more lave, a little more heart, a little more strength. And to really be amistic and really walk away from these Yimei Shoivim as different people in these Inyanim. V'sechanenu einenu b'shevuchos yom rachmin mul b'zoicha through the Shemir Senayim, that we'll have those eyes that will greet Mashiach. Through the Mesiras Nefesh that we have, we'll have the eyes that will greet Mashiach. Rav Avraham Shor Shlita told my son years ago, when he was a little boy, I couldn't believe he said to him, a little boy, Shmuel must have been a Chavesh, 8 years old at the time. He must have been 8 years old, but Rav Shor understood already. That was probably 8 years. I mean, no, Shmuel's 18, 10 years ago. Thank you, Yeshua. He's in our Yisrael, you know. 10 years ago. 10 years ago, the world was a different place than it is today in the areas of technology. And my son was only 8 years old. And he looked at my son. I still remember. It was a sukkis. And my son was, he thought he was still cute. He was wearing like a little bekisha that my wife Zadie got him. And he looks at Shmuel at the end of it, and it took him to say bracha. He said, you should be zoiche to use your eyes only to look at things that you should be looking at, to have tar eyes. And in the schuz that you have tar eyes, you'll be zoiche that your eyes will greet Mashiach. So Meretz Hashem as well. If we're metakein our inayim, and we look at what we're supposed to be looking at, we're going to have Torah like we never had before. We're going to have tefillah like we never had before. We're going to have Shabbos like we never had before. We're going to have marriages like we never would have had. That we'll have the eyes that will greet Mashiach, b'tahara, b'kedusha, b'karav yomenu, b'karav mamish, b'ez Hashem, b'zbarach.
Amen.